It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Kings of Anglia Ipswich Town podcast. My name is Andy Warren and I am here to bring you a chat that I've had with a former Ipswich Town great in Frank Yallop. He played hundreds of games for the club through the 80s and then into the 90s as well. But he's not here to talk about that right now. He's here to talk to me about Ipswich Town's new owners. He knows very, very well. He's worked under Brett Johnson, Mark Detmer and Berke Bakay during his time as head coach at Phoenix Rising, where he's seen firsthand what they've done at that football club. And he could not be more excited. So let's just get straight over to it. Here's me and Frank talking about the new owners of Ipswich Town. Okay, so here we are with a true Ipswich great, Frank Yallop, and a man who knows better than most about what might just be about to happen at Portman Road. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well, thank you, Andy. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Thank you for joining us. Where in the world are you at the moment?
I live in Los Gatos, California, which is pretty close to San Jose. About 60 miles south of San Francisco and about probably, 50 miles west of San Jose in California, Bay Area.
Nice and warm. I've been out in the cold at Portman Road today, absolutely freezing.
It is quite warm. I think I got a bit of a sunburn, actually, a little bit. I was out yesterday in Monterey. Our new club's being built down there, or not built, but just starting. So I was out doing some work down there and caught out in the sun. So I've got to watch myself. I've got to get the sunblock on. But very nice place to live. So exciting.
Yeah, sounds like a wonderful place to be. Use the word exciting there. It's been a really exciting week at Portman Road, as I'm sure you know. There's a new ownership group in town. Things are looking up for Ipswich, and it's a group of people that we don't know an awful lot about over here. But you do. You've worked for these guys. You've worked for them in Phoenix, in Arizona. And how do you feel, kind of seeing that a group of people that you know now in charge of a club that you played so many football matches for during a long career?
Yeah, I'm really, really happy. You know, I met this group. I met Brett Johnson, first of all, it must be 4 or 5 years ago, right before. He was the one that kind of got me, interviewed me for the job. In it used to be called Arizona United, and they changed the name to Phoenix Rising after about the first year I was there. And it was always a short-term thing for me to go to Phoenix because what I wanted to do is move my family back to this area because that's what we're familiar with and we wanted to settle here. So I took that job and Brett was one of the first guys that I met from the ownership group. But he built up that whole ownership group basically got Burke Bakay involved. And Mark Detmer is the three guys that are kind of, fronting the ownership group. And they're wonderful, really, really nice guys. But very forward-thinking, very experienced, and really now they've done a great job with Phoenix. I think that, you know, I feel really, really good about what they're going to be doing at Ipswich. And actually, Burke did joke to me. He said, "I'm going to blame you for buying Ipswich." I went, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, because I said, I think we were talking, you know, maybe over a dinner or something one of these times, you know, a few years back." And he said, "What clubs in England do you think a good club to try and buy?" And I went, "Well, just buy my old club, Ipswich. I love them. And, you know, you guys would be great to do that." So he did blame me about 2 weeks ago when I spoke to him. The deal wasn't done yet, but we were chatting. And it's a pretty good story. But he blames me for this. So I'm glad it's all happened. So for me, it's a fantastic thing. These guys are forward thinking. They want to get the club back to where it should be, you know, whether it's Premiership or obviously first things first, get into the Championship and then build it from there and you know, hopefully go for that Premiership spot, which is obviously not easy to do. But these guys are very committed and good fellas.
How much have they picked your brain along the way with this? Because obviously they needed to know about this football club. There's lots of people they could ask, but you'd be surely near the top of that list.
It's been, and I think this is the sort of the quality of the people that you're dealing with. They didn't really say much about what's going on. And I think that was correct because, you know, they didn't want it to get leaked. They didn't want it to sort of be secondhand or any of those sort of things that come out normally when something sort of gets, you know, bounced around decisions and asking people. And they trust me. So we spoke a little bit about everything, but not too much. And you know, I sort of saw the news before I spoke to Brett. So I saw the news sort of come through from everyone in Ipswich. And then me and Brett have exchanged, well, me, Brett, and Burke, and Mark have exchanged texts, but we haven't chatted yet. So that's the integrity of these guys, that they never said really anything. They asked me a few questions, obviously, fan base, you know, what was it like if we kind of get going? I said, you wouldn't be a better club, that the fans will really get behind the team and you and the manager and all the things, if as long as they're seeing everything done right and correctly. And they really like that. So, yeah, we chatted a little bit, but not too much.
So if this kind of gets going in the way we all hope and things are as successful as we all hope, there'd be a fair bit to thank you for, weren't there? Because I think Brett was saying at his introductory kind of press conference the other night that you maybe planted the seed, the Ipswich seed. Was it back come 2016 time? That's when you guys were together?
It was, yeah. And again, they blame me for all this, but that's good. But no, I said that, you know, I obviously I love the club and I spent many, many, many years and great memories and still have great friends there. So, you know, it's obviously close to my heart, dear to my heart. And, you know, they asked me that what clubs would be worth, you know, or not worth looking at to purchase. And that was top of the list for me. So there were some other clubs that I might have thrown in there, but I didn't really want to say them because I wanted to get interested in this one. And I'm so happy it's worked out. I mean, it's unbelievable, really, that we've gone from a conversation in 16, or, you know, Brett's got a better memory than I do, probably. But, you know, over dinner, and all of a sudden, here we are. They've purchased the club with a great group, and you know, brighter things are gonna happen, hopefully, in the future.
What is it that they've done at Phoenix that kind of has got people going and has got you quite so excited about what they are as an ownership group? What is it that they've got about them?
Yeah, they're very forward thinking. So they wanted to be the best club in the USL, which is Championship, which is our league. And they've done that in a three or four years spell. They've actually have done that, you know. The crowds are not obviously quite as big as the ones, you know, that we see it in England. But, you know, to fill out a 6,500-seat stadium right away, now they're expanding and moving that, they're moving that their venue and building a new stadium for 10,000. So they're always forward thinking. You know, I was allowed to sign players, you know, on a good budget where we could be successful. I signed Sean Wright Phillips, who everyone knows in the UK. You know, he's a little bit older at this time, but it's okay. A really big name, good player. Jordan Stewart, another player that I signed from. He came to me in at San Jose when I was there, but I knew him from the UK. And the club signed just as I was sort of leaving, or in between me sort of saying, look, I've done my job here, I'm ready to sort of move back home. They signed Didier Drogba. And, you know, that's a big name. I don't care who you are. That's a big name to sign. So they're not afraid of things like that. And I think that, you know, I feel that they're going to, you know, I don't know what the funds are going to be available, but they're not afraid to really go for it and make sure that the manager or the coaching staff have the tools to be able to succeed. And I think that was big for me. They said, Frank, what do you think? And I explained everything. We just need to be better than most. And with my managing, you know, not style or whatever, I feel I can win. So that was the big thing I take out of what their time with Phoenix, and they're still there, obviously, that they're really doing a fantastic job of getting the best, I think the best, especially in the West. There's two divisions, West and East. Definitely the best top team in the West, and not only on the field, but off it as well.
Yeah, that's key, I think, because Ipswich Town needs some love on the pitch. We know that. I've just watched them draw 0-0. And for the second successive game, not have a shot on target. They need some love on the pitch, but I think the club needs a bit of love off the pitch as well in terms of relationships with fans. What have they done there? Because obviously it seems like they're building a club and they're building a fan base and they're building a relationship between a sports team and a city that's got it already got a fair few sports teams in it. So what are they doing to do that?
Well, they're, you know, I think most of the clubs, when they start out here, you know, talk about being a community club. And I think that they've done a great job of being in the community. I did a ton of stuff, you know, off away from the from the training field or the stadium, you know, to make sure that I was, you know, integrated with the community. All our players were available for appearances all the time, and I think that they really built up that trust of the fan base. That they, you know, they're behind them. They want to make sure that, you know, when they come to the stadium, they'll be well taken care of. You know, we'll do the best we can to win, and we'll take care of them when you need it. And I think that's the big thing that I take away from it. They're, again, I use the word forward thinking. They are. I think that they really do think things through, and they want the best for, you know, the fans. And I think that's the most important thing, and the club. But it filters down to new fans, right? Like people haven't been to a game at Phoenix, and you know, they hear about the club and the good things they're doing in hospitals and whatever they're doing around the area. Then they become fans, and it just builds a fan base. But I think that I agree with you. You know, obviously we've been, you know, beaten down a little bit at Ipswich. You know, we need a fresh boost, and I think that this is the perfect time. And I think whether we get promotion this year, I'm you know, really hopeful that it will happen the following year. I'm sure it will. And obviously once we get back into the championship and start to grow again, you know, the aim is obviously to really get to the top of that division and get in the Premiership.
You're still keeping a pretty firm eye on Ipswich, I bet, but even more so now, I'd imagine.
I will say it's the first result I do look at each time. I usually go through and then, you know, I pop right through all the Premiership ones. We got a lot of Premiership games on here on the TV, so I usually, they're early morning, so I either, you know, not tape them anymore, but whatever they do, save them. And then, but my first thoughts are straight to Ipswich. How do they do? And, you know, I usually, sometimes if I can, I'll sort of watch the highlights or the running thing on the game. But, yeah, it's dear to my heart. And I, you know, it's not heartbreaking that we're down there, but, you know, it's tough to look at. And, but again, this is the new beginning, and let's hope we can, you know, jump straight back either this year or the following year.
Yeah, it's certainly given a bit of hope, I think. Something needed to change. Three guys coming in, they're calling themselves the Three Lions. Brett Johnson, Mark Detmer, and Berke Bakay. Brett seems to be kind of the front man, if you will, of that. Yes. Was that the case at Phoenix as well?
Yeah, I would say, you know, more, I would say Berke was sort of the chairman, and Brett was the sort of the front guy and the promotional and the guy that speaks a lot about the club. He speaks very well, and it's not only you know, that reason. He's very smart, very, very smart man. All three of them are fantastic businessmen and soccer nuts, and I think that, you know, he's that word soccer, but football crazy. And you know, to buy a club in the UK when they already own one in the States, and then, you know, to come back and forth and all those things, it's going to be sort of not easy to do with the families, and I know they've got young families. So they're really committed to make this work, and I think that's good. We talked a little bit. They won't be sort of distant. They'll you know, someone like Brett and Berke and Mark will be guys that will be around the club, making sure that things are right. And once it's running well and all that stuff, then they can maybe sort of, you know, maybe step back a little bit and make sure it's run from afar. But I know that they'll be hands on with this club, which is great. We need that.
Yeah, what's Brett like to work for? I'll kind of run through these one at a time, if that's okay, because we're still trying to get to know the guys that are involved here. What's Brett like to work for? He seems very well educated in the game.
He is. Yes, he is. You know, we'll chat on some things, and he's educating me about things about the USL Championship that maybe I hadn't heard. Or so he's right on top of everything. So, you know, he's a very, very smart man, very, very good person, and honest. And I think that's kind of what you want. You don't want, you know, to be deceived with anything. I think that everything they've said, they're going to, when they say it, they'll do it or try to do it. And, Yeah, Brett's a great guy. I speak to him regularly. We probably speak every before this. He's kind of shut me out a little bit because he was busy. but we would speak every 2, 3, 4 weeks, something like that. Just catch up. How we doing? You know, all that stuff. But yeah, no, you'll enjoy him. He's you know, fun guy to talk to, and but a solid guy, and you know, again, great guy for speaking on behalf of our club.
What does he kind of bring to the party in terms of an ownership sense? What is his kind of area of expertise, would you say, in running the club?
Yeah, so he's very good at you know, putting sort of groups together and getting them all on the same page. And it's not easy, right? So if you get as a group of people trying to buy anything, you've got to get them to believe it's the right thing to do and all those things. And Brett's an expert at that. But he does that for a living, putting together things like, you know, business plans and stuff. So yeah, very, very smart guy. Very, very, you know, again, I can keep saying the same things, but, you know, and I use this term way back as, you know, we're in good hands now. And that's what I feel. You know, I don't feel it's like, oh, I don't know if it's going to work. It's like, it's going to work. You know, these guys will make it work. It's just, you know, how long it takes and things like that.
What about Berke? I believe he's got a Turkish background, obviously.
He does.
A football hotbed over there, that if there's certainly countries, there aren't many countries as passionate about their football as Turkey. And he's clearly got some contacts as well, because I believe it was him that brought Didier Drogba over, wasn't it? So what does he bring to the table?
Yeah, leadership qualities, very strong character. Brett introduced him to the Phoenix Rising group, and you know, they needed obviously to have a good, strong ownership group at that club. And you know, Brett got that group together. So, and Berke was one of those. And you know, I've known Berke now 4 years, and great, again, great, solid person, family man, driven, soccer fan, good, great friends with Didier Drogba. you know, crazy on, you know, I got to get this right, Galatasaray. So, you know, stuff like that. It's just, they you know, he was looking at an opportunity to get into soccer or soccer in the States, but obviously football in Europe. And I think this is a great way for these guys to do that. And, you know, they have big dreams. And I think that's the thing that pleases me, that they're not just going to sit on their hands and, you know, we bought the club and you see how it goes. You know, I think it's going to be a bigger thing than that, where they want to drive stuff, you know, and give support to obviously the manager and you know, the players and the staff and all those things that, you know, monetarily, I would think there'd be some, you know, obviously some input and money put into the club to you know, succeed and get to the goals they want to get to. And but great guy. Yeah, both very good people. I speak to them, you know, probably a little bit more than Berkey because he's more busy, but or more sort of in his business dealings. But yeah, good guys. And I do know the fans are going to really enjoy these guys.
You know what? I think Mr. Drogba could probably still do a job up top for Ipswich. Yeah. I don't know if we can twist Berke's arm to get his man there to come back and play up front. Yeah. He'd certainly add something. But I think Mark Detmer's the one that we don't really know an awful lot about. I think those two, Brett and Berke, are a bit more public facing. Mark, maybe not so much, but Brett's made it very, very clear that he's really important to this. Like, there's no passengers here.
Yeah, I think that there's always going to be frontmen and people that speak, but Mark, I've known, quality person. I don't know him as well as Berke and Brett, but you know, my dealings of meeting him and working with him, fantastic. They're all the same, on the same page. Good guys. You know, I went to the Phoenix Open golf tournament with Mark. We had a good time. You know, had a good chats and just about football, and just, you know, they're just interesting people, and they've committed. And you know, a fantastic businessman with all these endeavors he's done. And, you know, again, I haven't spoke to Mark, but we've texted each other. They're really excited about this. And that's what I like to hear. You know, people when they're super excited to get going and get over and kind of, you know, let's get this thing rolling. So, but Mark, all three of the guys are wonderful people. But again, you know, safe hands is a word I keep using.
By the sounds of things, that the current Ipswich manager, Paul Cook, is going to enjoy working for these guys. There's obviously there's a chairman on the ground. There's Mike O'Leary, and there's a CEO coming in, British based. But in terms of working for the owners, it sounds like Paul Cook's going to enjoy this relationship.
Not a problem. I had absolutely zero problems with the group and the ownership. They were always 100% behind me and whatever I did and backed me to the full. And, you know, I know they're going to do the same thing and we can't win every game. So it's not going to be, oh, you know, we didn't win this weekend. What happened? You know, there's ups and downs. We just want to see all they said to me is you want to see some progress. And, you know, we want to get to this point in our a club where we're sort of selling the stadium out. We have a good team. We don't need to win every week. We don't need to win the championship, but we need to, you know, see some progress. And I like that. You know, I like to be pushed myself when I'm in that role. And I'm sure that, you know, Paul Cook will feel the same, where they'll give him the backing and make sure that he feels that. That it's not about, you know, one Saturday afternoon. It's about a catalogue of work.
You'd have played against Paul, wouldn't you? Would you have come across him in your playing days?
I'm trying to think. I think he's a bit younger than I am. I'm not going to say how old I am, but I think he's a little bit young. But yes, I'm trying to think of the clubs he played at. He was at Norwich, wasn't he?
Very, very briefly. I don't know if he played against Ipswich. I think he was at Coventry. Was where he was. And that's probably where you might have crossed paths with him in the Premier League.
Yeah,
in those early.
How old is he?
54.
Yeah, I'm 57 now. So yeah, would have played against each other at some point, I would think.
Yeah. He's got a big job on his hands. It's going to be a busy summer at Ipswich. Most of the squad are out of contract. There's going to be a lot of transfers incoming and a lot of exits as well. It seems like you guys at Phoenix, both in your time there and in the subsequent years, they've kind of traded well in the player market.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, over here, it's a little bit different to it's pretty similar to England, where when people are out of contract, you pick them up. We didn't really transfer many players, if not any. We did a few loans with some MLS teams, stuff like that. So that's coming into fruition now in the USL more. But yeah, we did okay. We cleaned out, you know, the whole team from Arizona United. My first year was real tough. We would have 800 people at games.
Really?
And then they changed everything, got all this ownership group together, built it up. I signed those two guys that I spoke about, Sean Wright Phillips and Jordan Stewart. And then I got a chance to sign Omar Bravo, who was a top goal scorer for Chivas, Guadalajara, and played for the Mexican national team for many years. And very, very good player, good guy. You know, a little bit maybe past his best at the time when I had him at 36, 37. But again, a big name where it lifted the spirits of everybody in the city. And we, you know, we opened the season up with, you know, selling out with 6,000 crazy fans. And they've not stopped since. So, you know, they know how to build up momentum. These guys know how to build a club and do the right things to make sure that the fans are not, you know, cheated along the way, and make sure that they know that, you know, these three gentlemen with their group are 100% behind the club and the fans.
Yeah, so it's obviously a slightly different challenge, isn't it, in terms of building a club, whereas here they're coming in needing to kind of refresh a club that's got more than 100 years of history. Do you think they're in a, you know, they'll be coming in with their eyes open, won't they? They'll know. Yeah. you'll have told them what's
absolutely
what's required. It's a slightly different challenge.
Yeah, but anytime you go into it is, but anytime you go into a you know, any new club, even if it's established or not, you have to change things. So you have to, you know, a lot of the players, not a lot, but players that are not needed will have to go, and new players will come in, and that's the way it goes for forever and ever with every club. It's just making the right decisions with the players and having the right resources to get the players that you have to spend millions, but you need to be able to get the type of players that you know are going to get you out of the division, or at least be in the top six, or whatever your plans are. You've got to be backed with that, and I think that they knew that with me. I think they know that what they need to do at Ipswich, because, you know, obviously it's not quite good enough yet to be in the top six playoff spot or the top two. So they'll look at that and you know, sit down with everybody at the club, you know, the important people, Paul and the managing director and all those things that go into that, and say, this is the plan, these are the funds, you know, we need to go out and now, you know, it's up to you guys to establish a good team and get us promoted. And I think that that's their aim. You know, that's what they said straight away. It was like, we want to get Ipswich promoted. I think, thank you. So do I. So it's good. Yeah.
It seems like they demand success, and that's not a bad thing, is it?
No, but not in a bad way. You know, it's a helping along the way, but they, you know, we all got the same goal. You know, Brett said to me when we first thing, he said, we got 800 people coming to games, not even that. Yeah, we want to sell out a stadium. So I thought, okay, I like the start, you know, because I don't want to sit there managing a team. I wouldn't have took the job if Brett didn't. I would not have took that job if Brett wasn't pushing me to take the job. And I took it on his word, and he was correct, which is huge for me. Because, you know, again, I say go back to it. He's an honest person. And he told me, we're going to build this club. We're going to change the name. We're going to do this. We've got a great backing group. We're going to do it. We're going to, and all of a sudden, best club in the country, in the league, or the West, I should say. But yeah. I would say in the country, in our league, USL Championship, not MLS.
Yeah. What about the fan experience at games? Because I think that's something that's probably lacking at Portman Road at the moment. It's in terms of a match day experience for a supporter. What was the atmosphere like, and what were fans up to at games?
Yeah, it's obviously it's different. It's not as traditional. It's more of a, some fans are new to the sport, so you know, they're going there for the first time. They're going there to see what it's all about. You know, fans of Ipswich Town or any club in around the world or UK, they know they're going to watch the game, and they're interested in the result and interested in the players. And it's not so much the razzmatazz around that, but I think that they did a really good job in Phoenix of not making it too razzmatazz and Americanized, if that's a word I can use, being American and living here now. But I thought they did a great job of making it, you know, soccer first, but, you know, easy to park, easy to get in, easy to you know, access whatever they needed to do at the game, food, drinks, or whatever. They just run it really well. And I think that, you know, then another fella that I was close to as well was the kind of the manager. When they say manager, he was a business manager named Bobby Dooley. He had a great relationship with that group and those three guys, and he did a great job of listening to them, doing the job was needed at the stadium for a great experience for the fans. And you know, it won't be razzmatazz, but it'll be you know, easier to. I haven't been to a game for a while now at Ipswich, so I'm looking forward to coming back and watching the match, and you know, and have some, you know, some life and soul around the stadium and some optimism.
I was going to say, this is going to tempt you over soon, isn't it? Tempt you over to Suffolk.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I haven't been back. I mean, COVID's obviously stopped a lot of stuff, but myself and my wife, Karen's from Ipswich. So, and obviously I spent a lot of years there. So we always go back at least once or twice. Well, Karen goes back every year, but I'll probably go once every 2 years, but I can't wait to get back and hopefully I can sort of come back with the guys that are, you know, taking over the club and kind of show them around a little bit. I haven't been back for a while, but at least introduce them to some great people that, as I am, all we want is the best for Ipswich Town. And I think that there's a lot of ex-players, a lot of people around the city and of the town that want the same thing.
They're going to love it, aren't they? Brett was saying the other day he's not been over to Ipswich, he's not been to Portman Road yet. Amazing that you can buy a football club having never set eyes on it. But they're going to love it, aren't they, when they get over and finally really start to get involved?
Yeah, once they see the town, the stadium, training site's fantastic, right? So you've got everything there. And if they don't think it's nice, they're going to blame me, because I told them to buy the club. So, yeah, I'm going to get in trouble either way. It doesn't matter.
I tell you what, going back to the fan experience, actually, the one thing that's got Ipswich fans going the most is that I think Brett has, there's a video going around where he talks about $1 beer night at Phoenix. And I think that's got a few fans going. I think if he needs to introduce that over here now, otherwise it's all going to feel a bit of a letdown, I think.
That's funny. Yeah, I'll have to remind him about that when I speak to him soon. But yeah, they'll have they'll have some ideas, and why not? It's great. Well, you keep doing the same thing, it's not always good, right? So let's change things up. Let's get this, you know, let's get this club lively and fun, and you know, again, I use the word optimistic. Great. Yeah, we need it, and again, you know, we've got to do things on the field, but off the field is important too, because fan experience and people going down with the, you know, the families, and they want to go there and have a good time as well as, you know, win.
Yeah. And another thing he's mentioned is the possibility of kind of almost player exchanges, some young Ipswich players potentially getting some experience both in Phoenix. And I know he's got a club up in Rhode Island as well that's the way. And then the other way around as well, he said he'd love nothing more than to see some American talent in the Ipswich Town first team. Is the standard in the USL good enough for both of those things to happen?
It is. It's changing a lot. You know, I've been in the game a long time over here, you know, starting in 2001 as a head coach, but 96 when I started playing. So that's a long time ago. I've noticed a massive difference in the USL championship level. Obviously, the MLS has really, really took off, but the lower level, the championship level of USL has really, really improved. And I think there's players that can make that jump for sure. You know, and I always sort of compare it to a lower end sort of championship type team. You know, Phoenix Rising had a good team. You know, at the end, they were good. And, you know, it's always a different, if you flew them into Ipswich and you played on a Tuesday night and it's maybe not quite the conditions that they used to, it might be not the best. But, you know, to play against Phoenix at their place, it's a tough game. And there's some talented players over there. Yeah. And I think the standards really improved. And I think that could well work. I mean, I'm number three on the list now with, you know, I've been trying to get players from Ipswich for, I don't know how many years, 20 years. So I need to be somewhere thought about in this one, because I'd love to, nothing better than have an Ipswich player on loan at my club in Monterey.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? I think at the moment there are a few young Ipswich players that have been kind of stuck in the system. They need to play, and if they can get on a pitch at a good standard in a good country with some good clubs, that could be brilliant for Ipswich, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's only way you learn real, you know, the real sort of ins and outs of the game is you got to play first team football, because it's, you know, it's points at stake. It's you know, it's going to be crowds. It's what it's all about. And it's not about training. You know, a lot of the players I played with way back didn't really like training. They just wanted to play the games because they wanted to win and beat their opposition and get in front of the fans. And I think that there's nothing better, no better feeling than that for any young player that's coming, you know, coming from a, you know, say a reserve team or a youth team. They get a chance to play in a, you know, first team game for anybody. There's, you know, a nice crowd, there's noise, it's buzzing, and it means something. And I think that's the big difference.
I'm just looking forward to the preseason tour. Surely Ipswich Town, surely Ipswich Town are heading for Arizona in the coming years. It beats Colchester in Cambridge in July, I'll tell you that.
And you just I'll have to tell Brett about it. I have to just pop over to the coast to Monterey, because I'm starting a team up actually next year, 2022. I had a team in Fresno that I worked with and was general manager and coach, not coach, excuse me, just general manager, that I got asked to go with that group. Now we've bought a team right by Carmel, which is Pebble Beach, Monterey, beautiful. I mean, I can't, you know, I'm sort of can't believe my luck right now, but that starts in 2022. I'm working for the club right now. So I'll have to tell Brett, you got to come. It's just to go to Phoenix and then over to Monterey on the coast by Pebble Beach. And, I have to bring all the press as well. You have to come, Andy.
Absolutely. That sounds right. That sounds like the perfect idea. Oh, I dread to think how many fans would go. It would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
I'll be able to work out a hotel deal in Monterey. I'm sure I'll be able to get them in there for a pretty good deal.
I was going to ask you kind of what's going on in the football world for you, but that all sounds very exciting. What level is that at, and what's the aim?
Yeah, it's a USL Championship. So it's the same as Phoenix Rising. So same... this ownership group that I've stayed with has had a team in Fresno. We try to get a stadium deal, and over here you're allowed to move franchises. I know it sounds a little bit different to obviously what we're used to in England, but they allow you to move. So our owners, he lives Ray Bashoff, his name is, he lives in this area pretty close to me, but he built a house down in Monterey or Pebble Beach area. So he was looking to move it, and he spoke to the University of Monterey Bay, and they said, look, you know, if you can pay for the stadium on our site that's already there, renovate it, fix it up, we'll let you move the team there. So we, you know, cut a long story short, did the deal. Here we are. We're just about to start a renovation on the stadium. It's on a campus of Cal State Monterey Bay. And so it's like 9,000 students there, so they're going to love it. We've got Salinas close by. We've got Monterey. We've got Pebble Beach. We've got Carmel, a nice sort of catchment area. Won't be a big club. I just want to be one of the small, you know, well-run small club. And that's the aim. So we start playing 2022, same league as Phoenix Rising. So I'm looking forward to beating them.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. And Brett, I think that's the same year that Brett's club in New England's looking to get going as well, isn't it? It sounds like things are really gearing up towards the 26 World Cup over there.
It really is. It really is. Yeah, I think everyone's getting excited about it. So you feel the momentum of people trying to buy clubs and get them going. And, you know, the sport's the world sport. We all know that. So, but it's starting to really, and again, since I you know, started playing 96, which is a long time ago, as we know, but I played for Tampa Bay Mutiny there. It was like, I wasn't sure it was going to work. And it got to like 2000, and it was close to folding the league. MLS. It was really close. They were like, and one owner stepped up. He said, I'm going to fund six teams to keep this thing going. And I think by 2010, I mean, it just, from that, just absolutely just took off. And now you sort of, you know, franchises, we got David Beckham involved in Miami. And it's a $500 million deal now. Stadium's $300 million. You've got to spend that much on the franchise. You've got to buy players for, you know, so now it's really, really took off. And we're reaping the benefits at the league below where, you know, the interest, if you can't get an MLS, we love soccer. So now we want to have buy a team or purchase a team or have a new team in the league below, not looking to get to MLS, but just going on our own, which is great too.
Mm. Are these clubs starting to make an impact on their communities? Obviously in Phoenix, there's Phoenix Rising, Phoenix Suns, the Cardinals, then you've been manager of the Galaxy in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. where obviously mm-hmm. basketball is big. They're probably never going to pass the Lakers or anything silly like that. But are they starting to make a real impact in their communities now, these clubs?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I mean, I go back and I didn't think it probably would happen. But, you know, as you know, it takes time, you know, building the trust up, building up the franchise name, so people can talk about them in the same breath as, you know, say in LA, you know, the Galaxy, the Lakers, LAFC now have got a new team. Oh, not a new team, but it started about 3 or 4 years ago. You know, people like Will Farrell is an owner at LAFC. I think Shaquille O'Neal, Magic Johnson. So you got some high-end people that are believing in the sport. As soon as they start to, everyone else starts to go, okay, what are we missing out on here? If these type of people are getting invested in this, you know, we need to sort of look at it and follow it. So, but they've done a great job. I mean, the standard's great. The people getting involved in buying teams and running them is fantastic. You know, I think our league averages is sort of eighth in the world. Don't quote me on that. This is MLS. You know, it's sort of above Holland and above some of the clubs, but I think it's similar to the championship. You know, when they sort of have their, yeah, full sort of a array of fans and clubs running, but it's way up there in sort of attendance for leagues in the world. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, and just going back to the guys that have bought in at Ipswich, I think it's been pretty notable that they've not been scared to bring kind of new investors in along the way as well. It's not just the three of them, is it? They've welcomed in.
No.
Obviously, Didier Drogba took a stake in the club himself, didn't he? And do you think that's something they might look to do in Ipswich along the way if they find someone that they think can add to the party that, you know what, will welcome you in as well?
Yeah, obviously those three guys I know, you know, very closely. They're not afraid of anything. So if it makes sense to do that, they will do it. I don't think they need to do it. They have a really good group. You know, the Phoenix Rising group's incredible. I don't know if this made public who's in it, but I know a lot of the names that are in it, and it's a well-stocked, very well sort of known group of investors that are in there. So they'll bring in the right people. And then, you know, Brett is the one that pulls it all together. He'll have his ideas with Burke and Mark, obviously. And, you know, they'll go from there. And just, I think the big next step is coming in and evaluation of what they have and what they're doing and what they need to do, and talking to everybody. And, you know, hopefully I can come along with them and introduce them to everyone that I feel can help with a lot of stuff. obviously it's a business, but I still think you need the good graces of the word around town that these guys are solid and good people, and let's back them, let's push, let's get the fans back out to the, not back out, but to the games and enjoying themselves and all those things that come with it.
Well, hopefully that all happens. Thank you so much for your time, Frank. Just before I let you go, we've covered it all here, but if there was a kind of a message to the Ipswich fans from yourself about these guys, what would that message be? Just one last message.
Yeah, I mean, my big thing is making sure they believe in the guys coming in, they're going to make a change. And I think that's what the fans need to hear. They need to hear that it's they're not buying it for show. They're buying it to make sure that, you know, the club is taken care of and they want to get promoted. And I think that's the big thing that the fans need to get, you know, in their minds, that it's not just we're going to stay as we are. We want to grow the club and really take it to back where, you know, where I hate to use the word belong, but it feels like it's unreal that we're in, you know, in League One. Doesn't sound right to me. So Championship to Premiership, that's the plan. And, you know, give these guys time, because no clubs. Once you get into a club, you don't always find out what it's all about until you get into it. It might take a little bit of time, but these guys are going to do the right thing and bring our club back to where we want it to be.
Well, I hope you're right, and I hope all this excitement can turn into what we all hope it can be. Thank you so much for your time, Frank, and really hope you can see you over in Suffolk, back where you belong as well, in that the not too distant future. Hopefully see you soon.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.